The last class. When I sat down to decide what I would teach as my last class, I thought, what would be the most important thing I could leave you with right now? We are in and entering times of unprecedented deception to a degree I have never seen in my life and perhaps to a degree never experienced by mankind. The news has become nothing but propaganda. Data is manipulated for financial interest and to obtain and remain in power. Information is now subjective. Everything is manipulated. And with the introduction and continued growth of AI, who the hell knows what is real anymore? What is truth? So I was recently listening to a talk from Tucker Carlson, and I really liked this quote. He says, "How do you know the truth? Your first line of defense is your instincts. You know when someone is lying because you can feel it. And I know this because I have so many dogs. My dogs cannot speak English that I'm aware of, but if you come to my house and you're weird, my dogs know immediately. They can smell weirdness on you. They can smell deception. They don't like you at all. They will bark at you. They will cower in the corner. Now, how is that? They haven't seen your tax returns. They haven't talked to your wife, but they know. And they know because we all know. If you get a vibe off someone that suggests deception, that person is lying. I may not have the evidence necessary to indict in a court of law. I don't have the information, but I have the instinct, and that's all I need. Our main weakness as people is that we override the truth as delivered by our instincts, by our higher mind, and we talk ourselves out of what we already know. You already know. And you know because God gave you those instincts as maybe the most important gift you received at birth to protect you from deception and harm. Their only job is to serve you. When you hear a true word, it resonates within you like a tuning fork. It hums. You may not know why it is true, but you know that it is. The word, the true word, is the most powerful force in the world because in the beginning was the word. When we hear something true, we know it, and the only reason we don't act on it is because we've been talked out of it or we doubt our own gut instinct. And so what I would say to you is, do not doubt your instincts. Now, that's what he had to say. And it's right, we've been systematically trained to ignore our instincts, to rely on data, on information, on the news, on authority figures. But what you have within you is the most accurate BS detector that exists. It is your God-given gift. Learn how to use it. Learn to trust it. Because for the foreseeable future, it may be the only thing you can trust. So this practice is aimed at helping us find that inner voice, that inner wisdom, your barometer for truth. It is there. Find it. Turn up the volume and listen. You're going to need it. And the truth is, according to the yogic tradition, is it's not so much about turning up the volume of that inner voice. It's about turning down the volume of everything else. The noise in the mind, the distractions around us. So the ancient teachings are very clear on how we do this, and that is to still the mind. Because the answers are not in the mind. And the mind is not the tool we use to gain access to them. The answers are in the spirit. So we have to still the mind, quiet the noise so that we can hear the voice within. You have to go beyond the mind and access something deeper. And that is where we find the truth. So let's start seated. We'll get the spine tall. Crown of the head balanced over the base of the spine. Take a few smooth, deep breaths. And as you exhale, feel the body settle and relax. Face softens around the eyes. Jaw. Let your shoulders drop down and back. Relax the belly so you can feel the breath moving in and out. And just feel the hips settle into whatever you're seated on. I'm going to turn awareness to the breath and begin to feel the breath as it rises and falls through the nostrils. That soft flow of air moving from the tip of the nose to the bridge, from the bridge back down to the tip. Being particularly sensitive to the upper portion of the airflow. The sensation of the breath on the ceiling of the nostrils. And as you follow the breath, start to tune to that more subtle layer, the energy, the prana that rides on the breath. You may sense it as kind of an electrical sensation, or even begin to see it as light. This prana, this energy, is not limited to the physiology of the breath. So start to see it now move from the tip of the nose past the bridge and into that space between the eyebrows, but just behind the forehead. So that each time you breathe in, you're pulling prana, energy, light, into this space at the eyebrow center behind the forehead. You may notice as you pull energy into that space, kind of a sense of expansion. And you may start to feel or sense that space glowing, becoming illumined. As you feel that space, just mentally repeat, "My mind is empty. My body is like the vast expanse of sky." And with the mind on that, we'll slowly start to reopen the eyes. And as we begin to move, we'll continue to embody this bhavana. So let's make our way up onto our hands and knees. Starting with Chakra Vikasana, so moving from our tabletop to child's pose. We'll draw the lower belly in so we don't overarch the low back. Inhale, lift the chest, look up slightly. Exhale, round the spine, hips to the heels. Inhale, up, front body opens. Exhale, back, rounding the spine. Just move with the breath. Inhale, up. Exhale, back. So you follow the breath, even if you're moving at a slightly different speed. Opening on the inhale. Rounding on the exhale. So we'll do one more like that. And then we're going to start to add on. So we'll inhale back up to all fours. Exhale, drop back to child's pose. On your next inhale, we're going to come up onto the knees, reach the hands for the ceiling. Exhale, bowing down again, drawing the navel back. Inhale back to fours. On this exhale, we'll tuck the toes, lift the hips, downward dog. Inhale, fours. Exhale, sink back to child's pose. Inhale, reach up, open the chest. Exhale, fold back over. Inhale, fours. Exhale, downward dog. We're going to keep flowing. Inhale, fours. Exhale, back to child's pose. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, fold over. Inhale, fours. Exhale, downward dog. So we'll do one more round. Inhale, fours. Exhale, sink back. Inhale, reach up, open. Exhale, fold over. Inhale, fours. And exhale, downward dog. And this time we'll stay in downward dog. You know, root firmly through the palms, again, particularly that inner palm, the thumb and index finger side. Upper arms roll open, the chest is broad, shoulder blades flat on the back. Smooth out your breath. Then inhale forward to plank. Take a few breaths here, tail under, navel pulls back. Next exhale, we'll lower to the belly. You can drop the knees first if you like. Hands on either side of the ribs, fingertips about at nipple line. We're going to do some little cobras here. So pull back with your palms, stretch forward, and then inhale, lift the chest. Exhale, lower. Palms pull back, lengthen forward and up. Exhale, lower. Inhale, lengthen and lift. Exhale, lower. Inhale, up. Exhale, lower. Last one, pull back, lengthen, inhale, lift, and exhale, lower. We'll push back to fours and back into downward dog. Slowly we'll walk the feet forward, come into our forward bend. Feet parallel, hip distance apart, as much bend in the knees as you need right now. And just let the upper body release, relax your neck, crown of the head drops. Then inhale, we're going to drop to chair, arms sweep up, stay for your exhale, and then inhale, push through the legs to rise up, and exhale, release. All right, we're going to come to the front of the mat. I'm going to do some B-series salutations, so feet parallel, hip distance apart. Four corners of each foot rooted, arches draw up, knees soft. Navel lifts towards the heart, tail slides towards the floor. Shoulders down and back, chest broad. Let's inhale, arms sweep up. Exhale, fold, flat back, soften or bend the knees as much as you need. Inhale, left foot back to lunge. I'm going to drop the hips. Left leg is active, so we're pushing back through the heel, lifting through the back of the knee. At the same time, we're going to reach out of the waist. Crown of the head reaches forward. One more inhale, and then exhale, right foot back to plank. Inhale here, exhale to the belly. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, downward dog. Then inhale, left foot steps up to the lunge. Drop the hips, right leg active. Heel pushes back, back of the knee lifts, and then you're going to reach out of the waist, crown forward. One more inhale as you exhale, right foot up to meet the left, back into your forward fold. Inhale, chair. Exhale, sleeping chair. Inhale, active chair. And then exhale, back to the forward fold. And we'll take a few breaths. And then inhale back to chair. We'll stay for our exhale. Inhale, push up. Come all the way up. And exhale, release. So we're going to do that again. Inhale up. Exhale, fold. Flat back. Inhale, left foot back to lunge. Drop the hips, left leg active. You can leave the hands on the floor, or if you want this time, hands can come under the right thigh or up overhead, your choice. Keep a lot of power in this back leg, though. One more inhale, exhale, lower right foot back to plank. Inhale here, exhale to the belly. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, downward dog. Left foot steps up into the lunge. Drop the hips, right leg active. Again, you can leave the hands on the floor. You can bring them up to the left thigh or take them overhead. Right leg active, push back into the heel. One more inhale, and then exhale, right foot up to meet the left, forward fold. Inhale, drop to chair. Exhale, sleeping chair. Inhale, active chair. And then exhale, forward fold. Take a few breaths. Then inhale, chair, stay for your exhale, inhale up, exhale, release. All right, one more time. Inhale up, exhale, fold, flat back. Inhale, left foot back lunge. Drop the hips, again, left leg active. Push back into the heel, back of the knee lifts. Reach off the waist, crown forward. We're going to move into a twist. We're going to take the left hand in closer to the right foot. You can use a block here if you want. So again, as the heel reaches back, crown reaches forward. And then inhale, right arm opens up. Exhale, lower. Inhale, open. Exhale, lower. Inhale, open. Exhale, lower. One more. Inhale, open. And now we're going to stay. Now again, left heel pushing back, crown reaching forward. Open the chest. Really expand into it. So the foot is expanding back, the crown is expanding forward, fingertips to fingertips, you're expanding through the chest. Body expansive. One more inhale, and then exhale lower, right foot back plank. Inhale here, exhale lower. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, downward dog. Left foot steps up into the lunge. Right leg active. Right hand comes in a little closer. Use the block if you want. As the right heel pushes back, crown reaches forward, and then inhale, left arm opens. Exhale, lower. Inhale, open. Exhale, lower. Inhale, open. Exhale, lower. One more. Inhale, open, and now we stay. So again, right heel pushes back, crown reaches forward as you lengthen. Open through the chest. One more inhale and then exhale lower. Right foot steps up to meet the left. Inhale chair. Exhale sleeping chair. Inhale active chair. Exhale forward fold. Inhale, chair, stay for the exhale. Inhale up, exhale, release. Take a couple of breaths. All right, so we're going to do some Agni Sara. So we're going to take the feet wide, hands on the knees. You can lock the arms. I'm going to take a deep breath in. As we exhale, chin moves towards the notch of the throat. Pelvic floor lifts, navel goes back. Hold the breath out. Pull the belly in and up. Push the heart further forward as the chin stays tucked in tight. When you feel like you need to inhale, let your belly relax. Take your breath in, and we repeat. Exhale, all the breath out, chin in, pelvic floor up, navel back, hold, belly in and up. Inhale when you need. And then exhale, throat lock, root lock, hold. Two more rounds. Last one, all the breath out. When you finish, just return to your mountain. Let the breath adjust. All right, we're going to turn sideways, so whichever way helps you see me better, we'll turn that way. Take the feet wide. We're going to do some triangles, so if you know you want to block for that, have it over by your right foot to start. We're going to turn the right leg out 90 degrees, so the knee and the toes point to the front or back of the mat. Kick the left heel back, so the left foot now angles in slightly. The right leg is straight, but we don't want to lock the knee, so you'll have just a little micro bend. Right arm will be up. The left arm is down, but we're going to open the palm. And we're going to inhale. Exhale, reach off the waist, right hand to the floor or the block. Inhale, left arm's going to sweep overhead as we stretch off the waist. Exhale, sweep it back to the hip as you turn and stack the shoulders. And then inhale, right arm brings you up. Exhale, down. Inhale, left arm sweeps, expand. Exhale, sweep it back, stack the shoulders, open. Inhale, right arm brings you up. Exhale, down. Inhale, big sweep. Exhale, sweep it back, open the chest. Inhale, up. We're going to go down to stay. So exhale, down. Inhale, big sweep. Exhale, sweep it back, stack the shoulders, and now we're going to stay. So you can leave this hand down here by the hip. You can take it vertical towards the ceiling or back overhead, whichever feels better for you. Legs are strong, core is engaged. You're reaching off your waist. Again, expand into it. Crown of the head grows forward. Open up fingertips to fingertips, chest broad, body expansive. Then we're going to bend that right knee, inhale up. Exhale, release, turn the feet parallel, take a few breaths. And then we're going to move to the second side. Left leg makes the 90 degree spin. Knee and toes point to the other side of your mat. Right heel kicks back. If you want that block, it'll be by your left foot. So again, left leg is straight but not locked. Left arm is up. Right arm is down. Palm is open. Let's inhale. Exhale, reach off the waist, hand to the floor or the block. Inhale, right arm makes the sweep. Open up. Exhale, sweep it back as you spin the chest, stack the shoulders. Inhale, left arm brings you up. Exhale, down. Inhale, reach, expand off the waist. Exhale, sweep it back, open up. Inhale, up. Exhale, down. Inhale, big sweep. Exhale, sweep it back, open. Inhale, up. One more. Exhale, down. Inhale, sweep, reach out of the waist. Exhale, sweep it back, stack the shoulders, and now we're going to stay. So again, this hand can stay down here by the hip. You can take it vertical. You can reach it overhead. Strong legs, strong core. Lengthen off the waist. Keep reaching out through the crown. Expand into it. Open the chest. Body like the vast expanse of sky. As you smooth the breath, just see where you can create more expansion. And then bend that left knee. We'll inhale up. Exhale, release, turn the feet parallel, take a few breaths. And then just see if you can feel that internally, this a sense of being more expansive, the energy being more expansive. And then we'll step the feet back together, we'll turn back to the front of the mat. Feet parallel again. We're going to move into an S series salutation. Rooting into the four corners, knees soft, navel up, chest open. Inhale, arms sweep up. Exhale, sleeping chair, chest to thighs. Inhale, active chair, staying for the exhale, and then inhale, press up. Exhale, fold, flat back. Inhale, scoop up slightly. Exhale, downward dog, both feet back. Inhale, right foot up, warrior one. So we're going to do a little dynamic work here. So we'll straighten the leg. We'll bring the right hand behind the back. You can leave the left arm extended, or there's always the option of doing this with both hands behind the back if that's better for your back or even your shoulder. So we're going to inhale here. Exhale halfway down. Stay for the inhale and reach off your waist. Exhale all the way down. Inhale halfway up. Stay for the exhale as you lengthen forward. Inhale the rest of the way up. Exhale halfway down. Stay, right hip back, left elbow forward. Exhale the rest of the way down. Inhale halfway up. Stay for the exhale, reach. Inhale the rest of the way up. Exhale halfway down. Stay, inhale, lengthen. Exhale, fold. Inhale, halfway up. Stay, grow long. Inhale the rest of the way up. And now exhale all the way down. We'll take both hands to the floor. Drop the chin in and just smooth out the breath. Inhale, scoop up. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale, forward plank. Exhale, lower to the belly. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, downward dog. Left foot steps up, warrior one. I'm going to do that same work on this side, so we'll straighten the leg. Left hand behind the back, or as always, both hands can be behind the back. Inhale here. Exhale halfway down. Stay for the inhale. Reach off the waist. Exhale all the way down. Inhale halfway up. Stay, lengthen out. Inhale the rest of the way up. Exhale halfway down. Stay, inhale, grow long, exhale all the way down. Inhale halfway up, stay for the exhale, lengthen, inhale the rest of the way up. Exhale halfway down, stay, left hip back, right elbow forward, exhale all the way down. Inhale halfway up, stay for the exhale, lengthen, inhale the rest of the way up. And then exhale all the way down. We'll take both hands down, chin in, smooth out the breath. Inhale, scoop up slightly. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale, forward plank. Exhale, lower to the belly. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, downward dog. Right foot's going to step forward again, warrior one. And then inhale, straighten, exhale, fold. And we're going to set up for revolve triangle here. So just like in that lunge, the left hand's going to come in closer to your right foot. You can use a block here if you want. Your right thumb is going to come into the crease of your right hip, and you're going to physically pull the hip back as you expand forward through the crown. So get the spine long, take a deep breath in, and then exhale, right arm opens up. Inhale, hand to hip. Hip goes back, crown reaches forward. Exhale, open up. Inhale, hand to hip, lengthen out. Exhale, open up, and now we'll stay. So you're going to really ground and root with that left leg. So I want you to push your left heel into the floor, pull the left inner thigh back, and as you anchor with that left leg, you can then stretch off the waist a little more, expand the spine, and then maybe move deeper into the twist. Again, there's this sense of just expanding into the pose. Chest broad, spine long. One more inhale, and then exhale, right hand down. We'll step back to downward dog. Inhale, forward plank. Exhale, lower to the belly. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, downward dog. Left foot steps up, warrior one. And then inhale, straighten, exhale, fold, and we'll set up on this side. Right hand's going to be coming closer to the left foot. Use the block here if you want. Left thumb in the crease of the hip. We're going to physically pull the hip back and then stretch forward and out through the crown. Take a deep breath in. And then exhale, left arm opens up. Inhale, hand to hip, get long. Exhale, open up. Inhale, hand to hip, hip back, crown forward. Exhale, open, and now we stay. So anchoring with the right leg, push the right foot into the floor. Pull the right inner thigh back. And the more you can anchor, then the more you'll be able to reach forward, grow off the waist, maybe deepen the twist. Body expansive. One more inhale, and then exhale, lower, step back to downward dog. Take a few breaths. Then inhale to fours. We're going to exhale back to child's pose. Drop the hips. You can support the head on the arms or a block. And just let the body relax.
We'll slide the hands under the shoulders, gently press up.
Swing the legs around to the front. So we're going to come into Janu Sirsasana with the left leg extended first and the right leg folded in. If you want to elevate the hips, feel free to come up on a blanket or two. So we're going to inhale, arms sweep up. Exhale, fold over, and you can either catch hold of the foot, put the hands on the shin, or behind the calf. We're going to inhale, lift up, open the front body, lengthen, and then exhale, fold in towards the leg. Inhale, reach up, expand sides of the waist long. Exhale, fold in. Inhale, reach up. Get as long and big as you can, and then exhale, fold, and now we stay. So the chin will drop in. We'll smooth out the breath. And slowly walk the hands in to come up. Now we're going to take this right knee up and we're going to come into a twist. So we're going to cross that right foot over. You can leave the left leg extended. If it's better for you, you can fold it in. We're going to bring the right hand behind and hold the right thigh with the left arm. Pushing the right hand into the floor, we're going to inhale and lengthen upward. And then exhale, start to turn to the right. Inhale, back about halfway out, lengthen up, and then exhale, spin to the right. Inhale, back about halfway out, lift up, and then exhale into the twist, and now we're going to stay. We're going to look out over that right shoulder, close the eyes, and we're going to come back to this breath that we started with. So moving the breath through the nostrils and pulling it into that space between the eyebrows, just behind the forehead. And slowly unwinding back to the front. We'll take a breath. And then we're going to switch sides. So right leg extends, starting with Janu Sirsasana. Left foot to the right inner thigh. You're going to inhale, arms up. Exhale, fold. And again, either catching hold of the foot, hands on the shin, or behind the calf. Inhale, scoop up, front body lengthens, open, exhale, fold towards the leg. Inhale, up, expand into it, exhale, fold. Inhale, up, open,
Exhale, fold, and now we stay. So chin drops in, breath smooths out. And slowly walk the hands in to come up.
Left knee comes up. We're going to cross that foot over for the twist. Again, right foot leg can stay extended or you can fold it in. Left hand behind and we'll hold the left leg with the right arm. Pushing into the left hand, we're going to inhale, draw up tall. And then exhale, start turning to the left. Inhale, back about halfway out, lift up. Exhale, twisting to the left. Inhale, back out, lift up. And then exhale, twist. And now we're going to stay looking out over the left shoulder, closing the eyes. And then come back to that breath, pulling the breath in through the nostrils to that space between the eyebrows, just behind the forehead. Slowly unwind back to the front. Take a breath. All right, keeping the right leg extended, we're going to come back into Janusirsasana and do some Maha Mudra. So we'll be in this extended position, so wherever your anchor point is. We're going to inhale, exhale all the breath out, chin will tuck in towards the notch in the throat, pelvic floor will lift, and then like Agnisara, at the hold after exhale, belly in and up. We're going to hold that, pulse energy at the root, pulse it behind the navel, pulse it at that space behind the eyebrow center. If you can hold your breath long enough, then you could do another round. Pulse at the root, behind the navel, eyebrow center. All right, inhale, arms up. Exhale, fold, find your anchor point. We're going to reach up and expand. So you want the front body open, the heart lifting up through the arms, the sides of the waist long, the chin in so the back of the neck is long. We're going to inhale. Exhale, chin in a little further, pelvic floor up, navel back. Now hold, belly in and up, heart pushes up. Pulse that energy at the root. Pulse it behind the navel. Pulse it at the space between the eyebrows. If you can keep holding, do it again. Root, navel, eyebrow center. Then when you need to inhale, take your inhale, sit back. And then we're going to switch sides. Left leg out, right leg in. Same thing here. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, fold. Inhale, scoop up. Open the front body. Lengthen your spine, chin in. Now we inhale. Exhale, chin tucks a little tighter. Pelvic floor lifts, navel back. And then hold, belly in and up. Heart pushes forward. Pulse energy at the root. Pulse it behind the navel. Pulse it behind the space between the eyebrows. If you can keep holding, do another round. Root. Navel. Eyebrow center. Whenever you need to, you relax the belly. Inhale, sit back. And then we go back to the right leg. Left leg folds in. Inhale up. Exhale, fold. Inhale, lift up and out. Exhale, chin in, pelvic floor up, navel back. Hold at the end of exhale, belly in and up, and pulse. When you need to, take your breath in, sit back. And then left leg out. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, fold. Find your anchor point. Inhale, reach up and out, spine long. Exhale, chin in, pelvic floor up, navel back. Hold, belly in and up, and pulse. Inhale when you need to. Sit back. One more round. Right leg out. Inhale up. Exhale, fold. Inhale, reach up. Open the front body. Exhale, chin in. Pelvic floor up. Navel back. Hold. Belly in and up. Pulse the energy. Breathe in when you need. And then last one with the left leg forward. Inhale up. Exhale, fold. Inhale, lift and lengthen. Exhale, chin in. Pelvic floor up. Navel back. Hold. Belly in and up. And pulse. Inhale when you need, sit back. And then we'll bring the soles of the feet together. Let the knees open up. You can hold the ankles or the feet, whichever's more comfortable. Spine tall. Let the pelvic floor relax. And then inhale, as you exhale, we'll fold forward. You can let the spine round, let your head drop. And slowly we'll come up. And get set up for relaxation. Just begin to settle. Feel the body relax. Arms and legs get heavy. The body opens to earth. Feel the breath slowing down. I'm going to bring awareness back to this point between the eyebrows, just behind the forehead. Letting the breath remain effortless. Just as you inhale, feel prana flow from that point into the brain, down the spine to the root. And then as you happen to exhale, see it move up the spine through the brain back to that point between the eyebrows. So the breath is effortless, just an involuntary breath. Just whenever you feel the body breathe, see that movement. The more internalized the mind, the quieter the breath will become. And you will only move as far down the spine as the breath takes you. As the mind becomes more quiet, you might only make it to the level of the navel. Or even just to the heart or the throat. As the mind becomes more internal, the breath will change. It will become shorter, more shallow. And the movement of energy shortens. You may even begin to experience the breath pausing. At the end of exhale, before the inhale, the breath may pause. Awareness resting at that point between the eyebrows. And in that pause, feel that you glimpse this bhavana. My mind is empty. My body like the vast expanse of sky.
Slowly you'll let your awareness drift back. Coming back to your breath, letting it deepen. As the breath deepens, you can start to wiggle your fingers and toes. Move your hands and feet. If you like, you can rock your head softly from side to side. Stretch your arms up overhead. Take a nice full body stretch. And when you're ready, you'll bend your knees, roll to your right. And then you'll use your hands to help yourself up. Find a comfortable, supported seat, supporting the hips in whatever way you need. So the spine can be tall, the crown of the head balanced over the base, and the body still as relaxed as possible. We'll turn awareness to the breath. Begin to establish one-to-one breathing so that the inhale and the exhale are equal in length. It doesn't have to be a particularly full or deep breath. Just find a length that's comfortable. Get the inhale and exhale equal. And have the intention to smooth out any roughness, any catching or pausing in the breath. Even have the intention of smoothing out the transitions between exhale and inhale, between inhale and exhale, so that at one breath just effortlessly weaves into the next. You'll begin to feel the breath moving in almost a circular manner.
Feel the breath becoming more and more effortless. And then begin just to develop awareness of the space of the body. Can you sense the energy of space within the body? Awareness of the space around the body. Can you sense the energy of space beyond your body? Awareness of the space that all of space occupies. Awareness of the infinite. Allow your awareness to unfold into the infinite. Into no thing, no body, no time, no mind. Just feel yourself moving from matter to consciousness. From the material to the immaterial. From linear time to all time. From the limitations of mind to the field of quantum knowledge. If the mind gets distracted, come back to your breath. Otherwise, you can let go of the breath and just meditate on this awareness. It is in this space that you have access to your instincts. To knowing your inner voice, inner wisdom, and truth. come back to your breath. Let your breath deepen. As the breath deepens, awareness comes back into the body, to the space of the body. We'll lower the chin towards the chest. The eyes start to slowly reopen. And we'll bring the head up. Take a deep breath in, arms sweep up. Exhale the hands together into the heart. Namaste.